right? So the first three psukim of Yirmiyahu frame it, right? Right. So he said, first of all, what we know about him is that he's a Kohen. As we're going to see, Kohen is part of his identity. And we know that according to Targum, he's also a leader of these Kohanim, and he lives in a Kohanic city. Now, I would just also note that that's important, right? Meaning, as some of the Mepharshim note, it's not just that he's a Kohen, right? You can have a Kohen living in a non-Kohanic city. But it's like, it's the difference between, you know, like, there's a difference between having the someone saying, I'm a rabbi and I'm an out-of-town rabbi, and saying, like, I'm a rabbi in Lakewood, you know, like, I'm in the rabbi of, like, I'm in a yeshiva community, right? There's a certain, right, I'm in, you know, whatever, right? They're making a different statement.
Their identity is...
Right, exactly, right? And now, again, you time it. So there's three psukim for the introduction, again, when, where, and what he's doing, right? And then this is a sad book, right? Right? So he's the Navi of those final kings. But again, we know already from the beginning, it's foreshadowing that Galut is coming, right? Foreshadowing, sure. And then, again, we switch to this first person, which is very interesting. What we have at the beginning, and one of the things, as I mentioned, the Hashem spoke to me, and that being an introduction is something we find by Dvarim, which is Moshe's, right? It's the book where Moshe isn't just the person writing it down, but becomes the speaker. Is the explicit narrator, right? It goes from third person to first person. And one of the things that you find in the Pshat already, and definitely in the Midrashim, is this connection between Moshe and Yirmiyahu, right? There are other places where you see that. Yeah, right. Now, Yirmiyahu, what Perek Aleph is his appointment, right? So some of your Nevi'im that trained to be Nevi'im, right? They had Navi schools, right? As we know, like, Shaul gets, you know, mixed up in the Navi school, right? And prophesies with them. But Yirmiyahu, you get something else. That God says, B'terem etzarcha v'beten, yidaticha, u'b'terem teitze merechem, ikdashticha, Navi lagoyim nitaticha. Before you were formed in the womb, I already knew you, right? Or I made myself known to you. Before you came out of the womb, I have sanctified you. You will be a Navi Lagoyim. Now, who are the Goyim? Right? So that's an interesting question. Who are the Goyim? So Rashi assumes, what do you mean? Yirmiyahu is talking to the Jews the whole time. Right? So Goyim, he says it's the Jews. Why Goyim? Because Rashi takes Goyim in the very modern way. Is Shgoy, right? You're talking like a non-Jew, right? That's what he says. That Yisrael Sheyu Noagim Atzman Kigoyim. Now, the Rikara pushes this even farther. He has an amazing comment. And he says, you know what? Beter Metzachav Betin Didaticha means?
The Rikara.
It means he's a Tanakh guy. Kara, he was a Mikra guy. That he was a Tanakh guy. That's what it means. That he was known as someone who really liked Tanakh. Oh, they called him, Kara wasn't his name, he was the guy who learned Kra, the guy who learned Psukim. Right? So it's the Rikara. Yeah. So he says amazingly, but Terem Bitzarticha Tsura Yedaticha Bime Moshe. Bisha Shamartilo Navi Akim Lahem Ikarabachem Kamocha. When I told Moshe Rabbeinu that there will one day be another Navi, it's like that. Now, does he mean Yirmiyahu specifically, or he means, you know, not, he's just an expression of that? But he's like, it's at some level, he's like the paradigmatic Navi, right?
I mean, he's supposed to nudge the Jews that.
Now, obviously, the Radak knows that this is a very problem, right? The Radak notes that for who is this very problematic, this introduction? The Rambam. Right? Why is it problematic for the Rambam? Because the Rambam says Nevuah is something tiv'it, that if you learn and you and philosophize and meditate on God, right? Correct. That this is his point, right? Right. And he says, V'yesh l'da'ato l'ishel, l'ama lo amar z'anyan l'navi acher l'ermiyav, n'ukha l'omar l'fi shi'ada, akele grach yirmeo yisarei b'shlichut, akele yidehu mukhan l'vin ramin abetan. Right? So he said, maybe according to Rambam, what you'll have to say is that God is just saying this to him because he knew he was going to say no. It's like chizuk, right? It's like, no, since you were born, you were ready for this. Right? Kidei she'chazek libo. But who does he compare it to? But and this is, by the way, where you get the comparison. But he says, who else was like this? Moshe, right? Meaning, on the one hand, he says, right, it very much makes him a Moshe-like figure. Who the first story we hear of Moshe's nevuah is him saying, no. Right? Obviously, Navi, simple pshat in Tanakh is that Navi just doesn't mean someone who talks to God. It's someone who talks to God to convey that message, right? That's what he's saying. Navi, right? Milashon Niv, to speak. Right. According to Reb Chaim, that is the difference between Nevi'im and Ketuvim, is not the level of prophecy, like the Rambam. Right? The Rambam thinks that things in Nevi'im are higher level divine inspiration, and Ketuvim are lower. Reb Chaim says, no, Nevi'im are books that were originally written to be spoken to people, and Ketuvim are ones that are meant to be written down and not necessarily in real time spoken. Right? But here he is speaking. He is a leader. Now, that Shadalier says... Right, Shadal says, no. Right, Navi la goyim means la Yisrael v'la umo. Not that he's speaking to the non-Jews, but he's speaking about. He's talking to the Jews about things that are relevant to the non-Jews, and as we'll see, right, Yirmiyahu, right, Bavel's going to love him because he's telling them, give in, right? They're going to protect him, right? Meaning, it's clear that his nevuah is relevant beyond the Jewish people. Now, the Malbim gives another way of solving this for the Rambam, which is that the Navi needs always two things. Hachana tivit, right, which is to be ready by his nature, and hachana bechirit, that God should, right, is, sorry, is that his natural proclivities, and then that he need, and then he needs to prepare himself. And what he's saying is not necessarily that I made it you were going to be a Navi, but the natural qualities that you need in order to be able to develop yourself to be a Navi, I gave you, right? So, he softens it. Not that you were a Navi, but I made it that if you wanted to be a Navi, you could. And now he says to him, Va'omar, ahadun ha'elohim, hinei lo yadati daber kinara nohi. I don't know how to talk. If you don't hear the Moshe here. Right, he's saying, I can't be a Navi, not because I can't talk to you. I'm totally fine talking to you, because I can't talk to people. Right, I just don't know. Either I don't know how to speak, or more likely, as it was with him, is I don't know how to articulate. I'm not good at giving mussar. Right? You're touching me for a, I can't do it. The Malbim adds that he says, Nara nochi. Why Nar? Why is that? So Nar, he says, that has three expressions. One is, it's hard to speak to elders, which he's going to have to do because he's young, right? The second is, younger people aren't necessarily trained yet in rhetoric and being articulate. And the third is that no one takes young people seriously. He said, this is a problem. So God says, as he does to Moshe, remember... What? No, it's the people won't take him seriously and the leaders won't take him seriously because he's going to have to talk to both of them, right? So then he says, so what does God say to him as he says to Moshe? So by Moshe, he said, I can make you talk, right? Here he says similar. He says, Vayomer Adonai Eli, Al tomar nara nochi, ki al kol asher ashalachacha telech, vet kol asher atavacha tedaber. Stop saying you're young. You're doing what I'm telling you to do. Listen, maybe you're not, you want to complain you're young, you're not so successful. Okay, except I'm telling you what to do. And, I have... a bit of gravitas behind me, because I'm God, and you are my messenger. And he says, don't be afraid of them, because I'm going to save you. Now, that should be ominous, because he didn't say, I'm afraid they're going to kill me. He said, how am I going to talk? And God says, don't be afraid. I'll be there to save you. Wait, what? Right? And guess what? That's going to be true, because Yirmiyahu is going to be thrown in jail. They're going to try to kill him several times. It's like, as if it couldn't get bad enough, this is what we call foreshadowing, because all Yirmiyahu says is, I'm afraid of public speaking. And God says, don't worry, I'm there. They won't be able to kill you. Yeah. Wait, what? What am I getting myself into here? Right? And then God in his what touches his mouth and he says, I have put my right? Or the Radak says it's a malach. But again, right? Whatever it is. But the point is right, or the Malbim says, I'm giving you the power. Obviously it's metaphorical, but the point is, don't be worried, I'm putting it in your mouth, which of course we have somewhat by Moshe, we have by Bilam. Right, like this idea. Yeah. Right, the idea is Dafka. When no, you are a vessel, right? You are a vessel. Tovu l'ra, right? So re'e hivkaticha yom azal agoyim amamachol l'tosh v'l'tosh la'avid l'haros livnot l'intoa. I've now made you. I've put you in charge over the nations to pull up and to break down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Right? Right. It's like, what am I getting myself into here? Right. But that's what he's coming. He's coming to give them Musar, but he's also going to tell them to give up. To Nebuchadnezzar, right? His part of his Nebu is give up, right? Is give up and go to Babel and you will survive, right? Meaning he's giving him political power. And then, should we stop there? This is just an introduction, or do you want to see his actual first content of Nebuah? So Vahi Dvar Adonai Elai L'mor Mata Roe Yirmiyahu V'amar Makel Shaked Ani Roe. He says, okay, well, what do you see? And he says, I see an almond branch. Right, an almond, now obviously, right, and now you get these in certain Nebuot, right, where they actually say, what are you seeing? You see well, meaning you are seeing properly. And what does shokade mean? It's, you see an almond because the message I'm doing is shokade, which is I'm diligent, meaning I'm very quickly going to destroy them.
Guys, don't just take it. If I didn't give you a job, don't do it so that it doesn't get confused. Then I'll explain it in about 4 minutes.
Right. So he, right, meaning what you want to know is that what I'm about to tell you is immediate. Vahi dvar Adonai Elai shenit lemor. Ma ata roev omer shir napuach ani roev panav mibnei tzafona. I see a overflowing pot, boiling pot, and it's facing north. Right? That's quite ominous because, as we will see, bad things always come from the north here because they come from Assyria, they come from Babel, right?
But,
except for Gaza. Yes, I was doing this with my kids because I'm doing Yirmiyahu, reviewing Yirmiyahu with my kids right now in Shabbos. And I'm like, you were doing this. Right? It's coming from the north. I'm like, except right now where we're hoping it doesn't come from the north. It's coming from the south and please God it doesn't come from the north also because that would be really bad, right? Vayomer Adonai Eli Mitzafon Tipatach Ara'a Al Kol Yoshvei Haaretz. And I pray this does not happen now, that he says the trouble is coming from the north, right? We have enough trouble with the south. Please God, it is not coming from the north. But in their time, it's coming, right? This time, Babel. In the past, it was Ashur. Kini kore l'chol mishpachot mamlechot tzafoninu Adonai uvolvenanu ish kiso petach sharei Yerushalayim al kol chumotes aviv v'al kol Yerudah. I'm calling to all the nations of the north, and they are coming to the gates of Yerushalayim. So, they're going to start the open wall to come. Yeah, v'dibarti mishpatai otam al kol ratam erzazamun v'akachru l'limachim v'shtachavu l'maseidem. And I'm telling them, as it were, that it's because you didn't keep my law, right? All the bad things, you left me, and you worshipped the avodah zarah, you know, bad. Bad, you left me. What? V'ata tezor manecha v'kamta v'dibarta aleyem et kol asher unachim atzavek al teichat mibneem penachitcha lifneem. And he says, now gird your loins, which is, of course, right, what you do in war. Right? And go talk to them, which of course, ominous again. And he said, don't be afraid, right? Lest I make them afraid, you know, from you. Be careful, right? And I've made you today a fortified city, an iron pillar and bronze walls against the whole land, against the kings of Yehuda. Meaning, you know, you need a bit of strength for what you're about to do. Now he makes it explicit because they are going to fight you. It is going to be down war, right, against them. But I will be with you. Don't worry about it. They won't, lo yachol, they will not be able to destroy you. Yeah, wonderful. Okay, let's stop there because Ray Wasserman is giving.